Welcome, everybody. I'm Carol Filmer, and this Biorelativity meditation is being held on the 14th of May, 2017. The next Biorelativity meditation is on Sunday, the 21st of May, presented by Mickey Kellett. Well, today, as it's Mother's Day here in Australia, I thought it would be really good to be bringing in the divine feminine presence. So we'll be focusing on that divine feminine energy to balance Gaia. David recently stated that we've been under masculine power for 4,000 years. Now we need to reactivate the feminine energy. Masculine energy is based on greed and is controlling in nature. Feminine energy is more in alignment with nature and is about nurturing and balance. So although the masculine energy, of course, has its positive traits, like protecting the feminine, we do need the return of the buffalo woman energy. Archangel Michael says, in the Kabbalah, the feminine divine presence is named the Shekinah, she who is dwelling within us and in our planet, she who gives birth and nurtures. The planet at the moment is too far into the masculine. So as planetary healers and sons of daughters of Adam, it's time for all of us to welcome the divine feminine presence to be on Earth all the time. Being in the energy of Shekinah means balance and harmony. When we don't feel fulfilled, it is because we need to make a place for her. Welcome her. Those of the past and some in the present have not welcomed her feminine divine light. She is the native teachings. And for those whose heart is open, bring openness to the feminine divine light now. So let us open the sacred space by chanting Om three times. As this recording is muted, please feel free to sing out loud. So we'll just take in a deep breath. Take in another deep breath and release all dense energies from your system. Feel all these dense energies being released through the soles of your feet into Mother Earth to be transformed into positive energies. Connect to your crown chakra and draw in the golden energy from the central sun. Feel and sense this divine energy flowing down your spine, opening up all your chakras. Now, make a connection with the center of Mother Earth through the soles of your feet. And feel the energy from the central sun flow down your spine to the center of Mother Earth through the soles of your feet. Take in another deep breath and exhale. Now, as you breathe in, feel the energy from the center of the earth flow up through the soles of your feet, up your spine, and out through your crown chakra to the central sun. You are now a conduit between these two energy centers. Sense and feel the energy flowing through you with each inhalation and exhalation. We call on White Buffalo Calf Woman to be with us. In Lakota Native American folklore, she is the fifth dimensional spirit. She taught the necessity of being in harmony with the earth. Her focus is on the unity of all beings and that all are relations. She is representative of the dawning of a new age. We also call on the galactic Kachina. To many of you, she will appear as the most beautiful divine woman with a beautiful halo and beautiful stars around her. To others, you may see her as a Native American goddess. White Buffalo Calf Woman is connected to the galactic Kachina. People who've had visions of Mother Mary often have been changed for life. This is the level of intensity of the light carried by the galactic Kachina. The galactic Kachina activates White Calf Buffalo Woman. The galactic Kachina also activates messianic light onto this planet. We also call on the Gross Valley Crystal. This crystal connects with the Rainbow Serpent, which is the feminine goddess energy of Mother Gaia. It is an area of great significance to the Aborigines of Australia and has a very strong connection to Uluru, the heart center or the heart chakra of our planet. And also we call on the crystal in Serra de Bacana, which enables the earth to interact with the third and fifth dimensions. This crystal represents how fifth dimensional energy is being manifested in the third dimension. We ask and command that these two crystals rise up into the ring of ascension. Now, project an image of Mother Mary in front of your third eye. And see Mother Mary surrounded by white golden light. Now draw in this light. Draw in this image of Mother Mary surrounded by golden white light into your third eye and hold it there for a few moments. Mother Mary's all-encompassing divine love filling your entire body and out into your aura. You are now surrounded by golden white light in the shape of the cosmic egg. and visualize a vibrant blue halo of light around your aura. We are going to welcome with open hearts the divine feminine energy by chanting the following words: Shekinah Shalom, which you may sing out loud if you so wish. Shekinah Shalom. Shekinah Shalom. Shekinah Shalom. Now sing or say these words to yourself as you feel this energy of light vibrate throughout your entire being, from your very soul and out into the universe. Shekinah Shalom. With Mother Mary's assistance, we will remember that we chose to bring through the veil of physical birth a portion of the divine plan which is encoded within our heart flames. And she will remind us of the vow she took to come and assist us at this time of the fulfillment of our missions. Mother Mary will also help us to remember the capacity we have within our very beings to fulfill our divine purpose with dignity, honor, and victory. During this holy month of May in 2017, Mother Mary will assist our I Am Presence with the divine alchemy of transforming our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies into the highest frequencies of fifth dimensional crystalline solar light, that we can withstand at a cellular level. As this occurs, we will become aware of the presence of God in every cell and atom of our beings. This will pave the way for the integration of the perfection of our crystalline solar light bodies into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. We, the group of 40, will now bilocate to the Ring of Ascension and form a circle around Mother Earth by holding hands, the hand of the person on your right and the person on your left. Now, through your third eye and heart center, project the divine feminine presence of love, nurturing, and balance into the Earth's new sphere. Visualize this divine energy of love absorbing all dense energies in the Earth's new sphere and replacing it with love, balance, and harmony. Now see and sense our beloved Mother Earth absorbing this divine energy. Feel and sense this divine love as strongly as you can and project it into Mother Earth. Visualize the planet glowing with golden white light. See the heart centers of all political leaders opening up. Visualize all mankind's hearts opening up. See and sense love and compassion flowing through all who inhabit the earth. Now visualize the Garden of Eden on Earth manifesting now and hold this vision for a few moments. We welcome the feminine light today and request that the feminine light stays on this planet to bring purification, balance, and healing to our beloved Mother Earth. May this light empower all native peoples to reconnect with their power to connect with Mother Earth through their sacred ceremonies. May this light bring in the balance of feminine and masculine energy. May our Mother Earth feel loved and nurtured, and all who reside on her feel love and compassion for Mother Earth and for each other and for the animals and for all living creatures and the whole of nature. Let us hold this vision for a moment longer. Now we will gently bring our focus back to where we are on the Ring of Ascension. We will now prepare to come back into our third dimensional bodies. On the count of three, you'll be fully aligned with your physical body. One, two, three. You are now back and fully aligned. We ask that the crystals go back to their resting place on Earth. We thank White Buffalo Calf Woman, the Galactic Kachina, and Mother Mary for their guidance today. And thank you all for sharing your wonderful energy on Mother's Day. Blessings to you all.